left off last week. So we're discussing the din that appeared in the Mishnah that if a person clothing got wet on Shabbos, he was walking in the rain and fell into a puddle. The Mishnah says that he can hang it up dry, provided that he doesn't do it in the public setting. He hangs up and dry in a public area, then there's a virus eye, and the Shabbos is going to think that maybe he washes clothes on Shabbos. So it's clear from the Mishnah that even though we are Chazal prohibiting something because of Marisayan, the only prohibited Marisayan is when there is Marisayan. It's when there's a real fear people are going to see it. If you're in an area where nobody's going to see it, there's nothing to worry about. So the Gemara is quick to point out that that's the Machlokes. Machlokes that's the Noim. Rav is Machmir that Shaila. And Rav formulated the famous principle that we're familiar with Kamok, also Chalav Neid Marisayan, if you look at Chadir Chadar Mosa. And Rav actually passes against the Mishnah that things that are prohibited because of Marisayan are in fact prohibited across the board. So the Gemara said some other sages that may have not have shed some light on this topic. At the end of the day, we saw that there's no right of rule of anything really in terms of how we should follow Rav. And he actually said to the Machlokes HaTanoim, most of the Shem Bakhtim Machum, most of the Shem do talk like Rav. And it was one dissenting view that Tysus quotes. But there is one Gemara now that appears in Masechet Ksubos that seems to be undermine this entire principle of Rav. And even though Rav's statement itself is a machlokes, what makes this next Gemara so problematic is that the Gemara passes like this next statement. And the simple reading of the next statement seems to undermine Rav's statement. So when you come to the 13th and the Mamre Kamos, among Subas of Sanchor Rav was the following Braisa. Tanya Nochem Ishgal Yoimer. Braisa is quoted in the name of Nochem from Ishgal, his eyes gold. We know who means it from the Roman Empire, to call a friend, if I'm not mistaken. So Nochem, Tana, lived in that part of the world. So he says the following, Sinor she'olubo kaskasin, v'machan v'rag lo b'tzina b'shabas yed ha'cheshesh. If you have a pipe, a gutter on the top of a roof, and it gets clogged up with leaves, and now it's not, the water's not coming out properly, and you want to be able to clean it out. The question is, you're permitted to clean out the leaves. What do you can do to fix up the stuffed up a gutter on Shabbos? So Nochem Ishgal tells us you can do as follows. V'machan v'rag lo. Actually go in there and literally clean it out in a normal fashion using some kind of a utensil if you ask the question. What you can do is you can take the foot and kind of kick out some of the leaves. That's just to do things in an abnormal fashion. And as long as you do that and privately, nobody sees you up on top of the roof, you do it at 3 o'clock in the morning, then it would be okay. So that was a statement of Nochem. So Nochem Ishgaya tells us do it in a normal fashion is prohibited. Even to do it in an abnormal fashion is only permissible if nobody sees you. The Gemara explains what is the sheet to me. Spend my time in the second Kiryachayadis. First of all, we're not dealing with a deraisa because this is considered to be an abnormal way of fixing something. So to do it in a normal fashion, that would be a deraisa. No matter what happens, if your roof's going to cave in, your house's going to get destroyed, no matter what, short of the Goch Nefesh, now I'll do a deraisa. So since, anyway, we're only doing a derabanan, because only kiliyachayad, it's an abnormal fashion, and the makam segel and gaza barabanan. And since there's a makam hefsed here, we're afraid that if you don't get the leaves out, the water's going to overflow, it's going to flood your house, it's going to flood your house. So a combination of two factors, the makam hefsed, the extenuating circumstances, and we turned it into a derabanan anyway, it's only kiliyachayad. So chazal b'shef v'chach permitted, and otherwise this is a derabanan, and the these circumstances are permitted. That's the background of Nochem's statement. And come to the Gemara. It says, I'm Rav Yosef Nochem Nochem Ishgalya. Nochem Ishgalya is in fact the exception of the halacha l'maisa. I'm a Roy Rav Yosef Paskins like Nochem. So that's how we Paskin the halacha. As Nochem had said, it's something called Yachayad, would definitely be permissible. There is an interesting question that the contemporary folks would have in terms of a modern application of the Shaila. What would qualify as a Tina Sha'ol Nochem Kassim? So most of us don't have and if you do have roof problems, you have gutter problems, most of them are not climbing up there to clean up the gutters themselves. Okay, okay, come to me. All right, so folks are talking about a probably a more common shower. There's not a tina sha'olok of kasim, but they have a toilet to get stuffed. Under one circumstance, you would use it to unstuff it, to plunge the toilet on Shabbos. So that's the halach equivalent of the tina sha'olok of kasim. So some said yes, and some said no. Those who said no, that's not the equivalent, all that is better. It's not as bad as the Tinish Olochot Kassim, and therefore it would be impermissible. And others say, no, others say, it's as bad as the Tinish Olochot Kassim, and therefore it would be permissible, but only based on the following. You have to first knock it down to the Adirapahun, then you have to come up with some kind of equivalent of Mokham Hesed. So the Mokum Hefsed is not so bad. Even if it's not a Mokum Hefsed, but there's another halachic, of course, covered abrias. You have only one bathroom that's in the house, and that one bathroom is no longer functioning. Or even if you have more than one bathroom, a lot of people, and it becomes a situation of people getting embarrassed, the lack of covered abrias. The lack of covered abrias would permit us to do something that's also midirabonon. So we would have to be certain that this is only midirabonon. Maybe you hold that somehow the soft toilet is better than the tzinah shegal makas out for some reason. I don't know if Shlomo suggests. Maybe it's more lenient, it's more kal, then we would permit whatever potential issue is involved in plunging the toilet, we would permit it to makom kavod abriyah. If you hold that plunging the toilet is probably the same as the tzinah shegal makas out, the house is the same. Stuff up, plug the structure of the house, stuff. So now to fix it up, you shall makom patish, you bone, something like that. So if you hold that there's a potential deraisa here, so all the covered abriyahs in the world is not going to help for the deraisa. You would have to make this into a derabbanah. The only way to make it into a derabbanah would have to be to involve the principle of kelayachayat. You have to look at some kind of creative way to plunge the toilet without doing it to derech, the normal way of plunging. So leave out, because we're on tape here, we have some of the gory suggestions that have been made. If the end of the shiur, before the I'll tell you what, from the light of, something done, you want to avoid this problem. But in terms of the basic question, it may or may not be the exact same question as the Gemara assumes. But again, that's going to start. The real thrust of that year is the cool of the Gemara itself, the case of the Gemara itself. The Gemara says that Tzidish Shalom of Katkatim, you're permitted to do the following, but you have to make sure you do it for Tzidish. You have to make sure you do it properly and nobody sees you. The implication is obvious. If somebody sees you, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're not allowed to do this. So come to the Shalom and say, wait a second. What happened to this equivalent between Chad Chedorim and Farhatya? The Kabbalah tells us in the 14th in the Imam Kamos, it asks, and tells him, Subhu Samacham and Alf, Machem Raghav, Sid Bishabas. Hi, Badi Yoma, Kabbalah, Shasu, Chomer, and Mars, I have a few Chad Chedorim, sir. He says, how could it be? If you concede, if Nacham Ishtai concedes that to do it publicly is a problem, you're not allowed to go up there and start climbing up in your roof and doing it publicly. And the reason is because it's a marisai and that you're fixing your roof. Somebody sees you going up there to clean up the roof, to glut it, does it, stuff. No one's going to realize that you're doing it with the back of your foot and you think that you're doing it in a normal fashion. So there's some kind of a marisai issue over here. So ask Elsas, if there's a marisai issue, then we should plug in Rav's statement of Chadri Chadarim and we should say that, well, if it's also publicly, it's also at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, there should be equally also at 2 o'clock in the morning. So what happened? What happened to Rav's statement? Now, we don't want to say, well, Nachmish Gaya disagrees with Rav. That would not be a good approach because he's going to pass in Halacha Nachmish Gaya. We pass him affairs like Nachum. So if we pass him like Nachum, and Nachum and Rav are at odds with one another, that can't amount to saying Rav is rejected. That's not the direction that Tyson wants to go. The Tyson is trying to salvage Rav and salvage Nachum. Everyone should be on the same page. Come tell us in a new category, we've not yet seen, and we've seen it 12 and 9 in this figure. And the Tafka be Issa Malacha de Araiza, to Mashocha Mechava Lokan Eger Am. Shem Yiru Yis Baru Shechavta de Shabbos, Hava Lacha Le Yiru Ela Malacha Le Achaya, David de Rabbanim, Le Gozri Rabbanim Lesa Bechadi Chadorim. So come tell us the test that the answer to our question is, how machmer are we about Maritain? Do we say that Maritain is also even private or only in public? As I said, it depends to what exactly we're afraid of. What terrible, tragic conclusion is someone going to draw? If someone's going to draw the conclusion that you violated an Issa D'Araisa, that's a much more serious Marisai. Someone's merely going to draw the conclusion that you violated an Issa D'Rabbanan, of course, actually, we're less concerned about that. Just tell us, when we're in the realm of D'Araisa, like our mission, like our sugya, our clothing got wet, so we're afraid people are going to say, wash this clothing. Washing clothing on Shabbos, that's pretty bad. That's an Issa D'Araisa. Can't get worse than that. So when there's a maritain of somebody doing a deraisa, sisters, then we're going to ask them, how many even b'chadei chadarim? When the worst case scenario, someone's going to think you did it to Rabbanan, someone's going to think that you fixed your roof, k'leachayas. So what? So somebody thinks you're fixing your roof, k'leachayas. So what? It's only this is the Rabbanan anyway to do things, k'leachayas. The only possible chashash is a maritain of the Rabbanan. Under no circumstances we have a right to split and say b'chadei chadarim is mutter, public is also b'chadei chadarim is mutter. The Tosfos was pushed into the corner by this Gemara and Ksuvos, and Tosfos developed this new cloud. Again, this cloud doesn't appear in the Gemara and the Sugya Gemara Sayin. Tosfos just told us that depending on the degree of what they're going to be chashish that you did, will result in just how much we're concerned. If there's a fear of people think you didn't get Raisa, then we're very, very concerned. And we're going to ask even B'chazik Adarim. If the fear of the only didn't get Rabbanan, then we're going to fall back and say, well, when the reason applies, it applies. When the reason doesn't apply, it's private, then it doesn't apply. So Tosfos holds to Rabbeira to Allah the Raisa, the Raisa Rabbanan is only true as the question was. It's only because Tosfos thought there was a real problem between the two sugyas that Tosfos had to come up with this new category. So the Ran, in the 15th of the Maamar Kamos, so the Ran explained, it was a long Ran, the base of the little stand up Talmud, but the Ran comes up with the following yourself. The Ran says that the two sugyas are really not related to one another. The Imamish have nothing to do with one another for the following reason. Says the Ran, when it comes to, let's see, we can take a look at time a little bit. Ella Noel Shach is about six lines down in the Ran, so at the end of the sixth line. Ella Noel Shach is the Rav Klau. The Rav Hachikamak. The Rav meant the same, but he said Marisayan is also all the time. He meant this follow. The Chol Dabashu Mutta Gomor. There's nothing wrong at all with hanging up clothes on Shabbos. There's no malacha, there's no Zeraisa, no Zerabah. There shouldn't have been anything wrong. So why the Chol Masaret? The only reason why there's anything wrong with hanging up clothes is because of Marisayim. The name of the Isser is Marisayim. You have a rule. So then, once something is also Mishim Marisayim, we can no longer differentiate whether it's being done in public or in private. Why is that? Because if you're going to permit it in private, Afu Yafike Mishim Saramach. The next thing you know is he's going to hang up his clothing in public. Once you give him a finger, he's going to take a hand. If you tell a person, no problem, hang up your clothes to dry, just hang them up privately, the guy's going to say, so what's wrong with hanging up clothing? If the rabbi told me I'm allowed to hang up clothing, and I checked the Shabbos, nothing wrong with hanging up clothing, there's nothing intrinsically wrong. But once the rabbi tells me I can hang it up in private, why can't I hang it up in public? There's no law, there's nothing involved. So what the rabbi just did was he gave you part of the rationale to the extension of Chadi Chadar. Why is it that Chazal prohibited things privately? The whole issue is only the Imam Sayyid. Why do they extend the issue when the fear doesn't really exist? So the first reason the Ran says is a simple gzeira. If you let the person do it privately, it's inevitably going to do it publicly. And that is another reason why Chazal extended the issue. The second reason why Chadi Chadar is also, how do you know no one's going to see it? He thinks he's in private. He thinks he's behind closed doors. You never know. Someone's going to open the door. Someone's going to peek in. Someone's going to see that he's hanging up the clothing. So the Ran, in these two lines, just gave us two very, very different reasons where Chadi Chadam came from. The last 2 days, we've been learning about the cloud. Whenever Chazal prohibited something because of Marisayim, it prohibited even the privacy of your home. And we never stopped to ask Rav why. Why should you have to be chashish? So the Ran just gave us two answers. The Ran just explained, number one, because if you let Chad the Chadarim go, next thing you know, the Rabbi is going to go. And the second is the Yogesh Lover, who says it's Chad the Chadarim, maybe somebody's actually seeing you. So because of these two reasons, Chazal was forced, and even though the original reason really only makes sense public, because of these two concerns, these two considerations, they had to extend it to less of the Gamri.
The Ran is never a case where there are some of the circumstances to be not there, because that the first concern will be always when you're not there.
So what the Ran is saying is the sugya maris ayin. Once you're talking about something which is fundamentally permissible, then it's a very slippery slope, because there's nothing intrinsically wrong with hanging up clothing on Shabbos. The only issue is maris ayin. So if we're going to turn around and say, okay, don't hang up the clothing, it's maris ayin, but if you do it privately, it's okay. The next thing you know is we're hanging up publicly.
The Ran says roughly, but all meaning that even the Ran's first answer would be never a fun to use because you always be kosher.
Right. This Ran is coming to disagree with us. We're going to highlight that the Ran in the end is disagreeing with us this school. So this is also the Ran's trying to explain away why the story about the plugging up, the unplugging the gutters is not the same as Marisayim. The Tosafot said it really is the same, just one's the right and one's the Rabbanan. The Ran is trying to develop a whole theory that the sugya about the gutters is really different. Totally opposite of Marisayim. In the case of unplugging the gutters, the starting point was, you're not allowed to unplug a gutter on Shabbos. You're not allowed to go up on a roof and start unplugging a gutter on Shabbos. If you do it normally, it's also been a tzar. If you do it abnormally, it's also been a rabbanan. The starting point is not mutter. The starting point is asar. So why is it ever mutter? We had sorach that docha kitirum. It was a big shatachach. It was a big shatachach. Your roof's about to cave in. You're going to flood. Your house is going to begin to flood. You have lachem urhi. The cedar nami. I'm meaning laparet apopi. Mesachik liachayatum. El demokam pseidel goes rabbanan. Hilkach. Kevan diasiri. Lo ratzu chacham latir el abetzina. So comes around and says, the starting point is that it's awesome to clean out your gutters on Shabbos. But Chazal had to be mounted. It was stuck because otherwise your house didn't collapse. They came up with a cool and they said, okay, listen, don't do it in front of me. Don't do it at 11 o'clock in the morning when people are walking up from shul. Do it at 2 o'clock in the morning. But do it in a way that's going to minimize the zilzul of Shabbos. But like the Meimar Nami Shleitirum Chlal, but maybe we should say no. Maybe we should say that Chazal shouldn't be mounted anything. They should stick to the gutters and say, don't stick to the gutters. You have Shibboleth HaHochi. You have the house, you have a cave in. So they had to give in. They had to give in something. The lake Elamechash, Nami, Shibbetoch HaTzibbe Yavodei for Hesya. And maybe we should be concerned, well, if we let them do it at 2 o'clock in the morning, the next thing you know, they're going to do it at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is the same fear as Mar Zion. Does it not know? She came and she said, also be Atzbo, Yishmolecho. He says, Fakir, Nimtzachum HaKulo. Because fixing a gutter is fundamentally also a Shabbos, and we're just telling you, listen, what you're doing is really should have been also been in Ramadan, exactly as he had, but never, the Shasachad Gadol will let you do it to avoid your house giving in, but we're telling you, we're only letting you at 2 o'clock in the morning. So the guy can listen, because he knows the rabbi, he's a good rabbi. I got myself a good rabbi. Thank you. He's letting me go up and fix my roof. If all he asked me to do was 2 o'clock in the morning, I'll listen to him. Because I don't listen, he's going to take away that cool also. So psychologically, in the mind of the person who's asking the Shiloh, he understands what the rabbi's saying. The rabbi's saying to him, listen, what you're doing is fundamentally a problem. We have a special leniency given to us by Chazal because it's a Mokum Hesed. But Chazal insisted only to do it in a time of Tzid, not a time for Hesed. The guy can be become, the whole thing makes sense to him. But if I say to a guy, don't hang up your clothing, outside, but you can hang up your clothing inside. So the guy says, the rabbi's crazy. He's telling me, he's putting limitations on hanging up my clothing. What's wrong with hanging up my clothing? And he's right. There's nothing wrong with hanging up your clothing. So once it's hanging up the clothing, it fundamentally starts to the Dover HaMutter, then there's more of a concern. This is Mamish, it's like the Mamish Purim, the Nafichu. Mamish counterintuitive. Because hanging up clothing is so Mutter, therefore we have to offer it like Amri. Because fixing a roof is so Hussar, we can give you this half-baked flip sock, and sometimes yes, sometimes no. And then the Rad continues, and says the Rad, even if we want to play devil's advocate and say, listen, this guy's not such a this guy's going to say, if the rabbi said that I'm allowed to fix the roof in the middle of the night, I'm going to fix it in the daytime also. No, what are you going to do? How can we cannot issue a sock to say, don't fix the roof at all. Not to fix the roof, but Torah Chasim on Shem Yisrael, that's how we're going to cave in. So we must give in, we must concede and let him fix the roof. If he makes the mistake and he jumps and he extrapolates and fixes it in the middle of the daytime, this is not our fault. When it comes to hanging up the clothing, we don't have to let you hang up clothing. The world will continue without you hanging up clothing. Nothing's going to happen if you don't hang up the clothing. So the needs of staff is so much more limited, therefore we're going to be machmer and asat mechadi chadah. So basically, we have a major machlokes in Iran. Is there any connection between these two sugyas? At first glance, the sugya of Nochem Ishgalyu with the stuffed-up roof and the sugya of Rav hanging up the clothing are mamish the exact same sugya. There are cases where we're discussing the permissibility of something in public and private. So the problem is, we're giving two different standards. In Rav's statement of hanging up clothing, Rav Haskin, you can't hang up the clothing outside, and you can't hang up the clothing inside. We have to make a gezeirah across the board. Come up, shasucham, afil chad v'chadot. But in Nachum Ishgalyah's story of fixing the roof, we find chilukim. If it has shehoser, if it's in a mutter, what's the difference between the two? What is the rule, and what is not? What is the exception to the rule? So comes to us and says, both sugyas are fundamentally the same. They're both sugyas of Mar Sayyid. They really should have been the same. We really should have been consistent in our standards of Mizmaris Ayin Asar, Echadich Adam and Asar. Thoughts and senses, sins, the degree of concern is a little bit less than the Rabbanus and the Raises, so that will reflect itself in somewhat of a lenient approach. That's Tosis Piyot. But fundamentally, it's really one sin. The two sins have nothing to do with each other. They're fundamentally two different sins. And the reason why they're fundamentally different is that in the case of hanging up the clothing, we're dealing with something which starts out fundamentally mutter, which leads us to be more lachman. And it's fundamentally mutter, the Isser is only Mishum Arsayim, and we can't cut any corners in Marisayim. We have to ask it across the board. So we're dealing with something which is fundamentally Asr, it's just that we're mafid with the Shachar Chacham, Hefzim Mamon, and then we're going to be much more lenient, because the odds of something going wrong are much less likely. And even if not, something does go wrong, what are you going to do? We have no choice, because we can't have the guy eat the house and go under. So the Chalek is a Rishayim. Now, we have a potentially major Shalom Isa for us. Leaving out all these wild cases of fixing the roofs and mice and stories and hanging up clothing, I want to know about a general Marisayan question. I'm concerned about a regular issue of Marisayan. I want to do the following activity, and it's going to draw attention. Somebody may think I did something wrong. Somebody may think I did something wrong there, Isa. Somebody may think I did something wrong there, Abba. Is there Marisayan? Yes. But what if it's Chadu Chadar? If it's private, do I also have to be concerned? So that gets a little bit tricky. Koide tells us, well, if it's only the Rabbanon, and it's Chadu Chadarim, then it can be Mekel. That's the Chumash Galia. And the Rav would say, Mahodit Vam Yom, we never heard of such a thing. There never was such a weakness. According to the Rav, the whole Gemara. He's talking about something else. There is no such cool. So how do we pass in Halacha? So we take a look. It's the 17th of the Mar Mekamos. So the Tir Halacha, in Simit Shin Aleph Nel Hei, when the Shulchan Aruch writes Chad HaChadarim is a problem. So I have a Mishtabur, Mashkaz, Shematos, Verosh, the Divya Tos, the Rebek, Apopi, Samach, the Tos we just said, that the Mishnah is referencing the Tosfos that says Chad Chadar is also, but by the Rabbanon Yesh Lo Hakel. The Aftalav Milsa the Psiku says the Mishnah Berurah, even though the Tosfos is not agreed upon by everybody, the Rav Berakam the Yom Tov, the Masechet Yom Tov is Masechet Beitza. The Rishon called the Masechet Yom Tov, which really makes much more sense. The strange thing, 99% of the Masechet are named after what their topic is. Psachim is called Psachim and Shabbos is called Shabbos, whether or not the first word doesn't make a difference. Therefore, Masechet Beitza, only the first couple of blocks talk about eggs. The most of the Masechet, 37 blocks talk about Yontif. So why do we call Masechet Beitza? Takapella. Whatever. Somehow, now Linga, we know as Masechet Beitza. Masechet Beya, like the Aramaic version of it. But the Rishonim usually called it, maybe most of the Rishonim called it Masechet Yontif, even though the first word, it's a Beitza, should also be Yontif, but most of the Masechet does deal with it as Yontif. Therefore, it makes a lot more sense. I remember when I was a little boy, so the very first siyum that I ever attended, I remember my father took me to a siyum of somebody in the neighborhood was making. They were making a siyum on the second Beitza. And I remember at the time, it was the son of the Rav in our, one of the Rabbanim in town. He was living in Lakewood at the time. This goes back over 40 years ago, a long time ago. So he was living in Lakewood, and he was living in the second Beitza. And he got up and he spoke about I've been learning Beitza for like the last 2 years. They talk about an egg. I was maybe 6, 7 years old. I remember scratching my head and asking, I turned to my father, what did he talk for 2 years? What did he talk about an egg? In my mind, I said, does that mean he wanted a study side up? Does that mean he was so far? I could have been, what could he learn about for 2 years about an egg? Then I found that afterwards, that it was all about Rechus Yosef. So some people could ask, what can you talk about Yosef for 2 years? We talk about Shabbos for a year and a half, but no one knew. Maybe the talk Malachas, so they had a long way to go. But anyway, but the Rishon called it Masechet Yontif. So comes the Mishnah Berurah and says that the Ra, according to the Ra's Pshat, two returns, Asher Krishna says, he said, according to the Ra, we don't have any clues whatsoever. So it was back and forth and back and forth. The Mishnah Berurah says, well, maybe we have a right to be naked like that. So at least by the Ra, Father, Chayat HaKadav is Motor, and the Mishnah Berurah calls an interesting Sinif Lahokyam. He says, a throwback to what we spoke about last week. Not all the Rishonim pasuk like Rav. Remember last week we learned that even though Rav says Kol Mokum Shaschom Chadu Chadar Moser, it was a dissent view. There was some Rishonim who claimed that maybe we learned pasuk like Rav. So the Shemur says a little bit of a fake speaker. Maybe we pasuk in Chadu Chadar is always Moser, and even if a Machmir Chadu Chadar, maybe the Rabbanon Chadu Chadar is Moser. So the Shemur is willing to be made you're stuck by at least by the Rabbanon, but by the Raisas. The Raisas are the question. But the Raisas are not allowed to be made. So the first case that started the whole ball rolling was the case of hanging up the clothing. So hanging up wet clothing is a Marisayin on a D'araisa. we pass like the Avraham Ajayi, the Rishon, the Marzada, the Rais, even Chadachadar is also. Therefore, one should not be hanging up clothing on Shabbat Yom Tov. Even though it got wet by itself, you didn't do any melacha, to hang up clothing is a problem. But if you say to hang up the clothing, the folks can say that means to hang it up in a place that people usually associate hanging up clothes that was just washed. So let's say something got wet on Shabbat, you want to hang it up in your coat closet. You generally don't hang up your wet clothing in your coat closet. So if somebody sees you hanging up your coat closet, even though it's soaking wet, no one's going to think that you washed your clothing on Shabbat. But if they see you hanging up something over a bathtub or something, maybe one normal place to hang up a wet clothing, that would be a problem. Unless one wants to argue that coats, maybe the whole thing doesn't apply altogether. You don't generally wash your coats. Shabbos coats, the last thing you do is put your Shabbos clothes into the washing machine and hang it up to dry. If someone wanted to argue, maybe the whole chashash doesn't apply to coats. But the other kind of clothing, it doesn't apply. It happens on someone's house. A person walks out of Shabbos, soaking rain, come up, your socks are drenched. You're drenched through and through. So you want to take your socks off and hang them over, throw them over the bathtub for something to dry. That's a problem. But socks, people wash. You have nothing to throw in the washing machine. You throw in the old style. You throw it into the sink. You wash it up quickly, and you may very well hang it up to dry. So that's already chashash. That's a marisayin. So again, even those who want to be makeup by the coat, HVH, they're both going to make up the machmir. But for those kinds of clothing, that it is normal. But it's, I assure you, I'm sure your shirt got soaked or something. You got caught in the rain on the Shabbos, and your shirt got soaked. But take the shirt and throw it on a hanger and then hang it over the bathtub or something. We do it all the time. People put up shirts to dry. So any time that there's a real chashash in Marasai, and I try to chadar, no one's going into my bathroom, so what's hanging over my tub? Exactly what Rob said. And again, for the different reason that the Ron said.
No way to hang up your shirt, so you can hang up your shirt
from
that in the bathroom.
If you normally hang it up where?
You hang up your shirt.
No, but where would you hang up a wet shirt? That's the question. Will you see that your wife is washing out a shirt for you in the sink? Where would you, or you're washing in the washing machine? Sometimes people don't put it in the dryer.
I agree. So what's
what should you do with your wet shirt? Right. You could either put it in a place where you would never hang up wet clothing, or you can just kind of throw it down and hope for the best. You can't mummish hang it up, right?
And just
take it off and put it down.
You can hang it up in your closet.
In your clothes closet, then you would never hang up white clothing in your clothes closet, that would be okay.
Right.
Marzayin is not really derabbanon. Marzayin is that you're not allowed to do things to make people be chosh of you. But Marzayin fundamentally is a deraita. These are the key of Hashem Yisrael. But the details of derabbanon, the basic concept is a deraita. I'll be mentioning tomorrow. So we continue how some of this discussion about Marasayan, especially by Isis, Abonis, Chadar, carried over not just in the Rechaim and Cheshavas, actually carries over to your day as well. From the tomorrow. Yeah, so tomorrow, what's up, we start tomorrow?
What's the reason for
coffee?